USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers head home for the Christmas holiday after passing a relief bill. The bill now awaits President Trump's signature.
Congress passed a sweeping year-end bill to provide coronavirus relief and fund the government. The Senate voted 92-6 on the $2.3 trillion package, which includes $1.4 trillion to fund the government and $900 billion in coronavirus relief. It's now on President Trump's desk, where he has until December 28th to sign it. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden offering prayers for everyone, taking a dark tone, saying we're once again going to have a dark winter due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We have a long way to go, but we're grateful that we've got the vaccine.
Biden delivering a pre-holiday speech in Wilmington, Delaware. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President-elect Joe Biden has chosen Miguel Cardona, the education commissioner for Connecticut and former public school teacher, to serve as education secretary. Businesses were not given any legal immunity to COVID-19 cases in the second stimulus package, so many small businesses are concerned that they could potentially be sued if employees or workers get sick. According to the website Lawsuit Tracker, 6,000 complaints have been filed related to COVID-19 against businesses across the United States. Karen Harnett is with the National Federation of Independent Businesses. She tells Fox Business,
we're concerned that a restaurateur, for example, somebody comes into their business and those tables are 5.5 feet apart instead of 6 feet. You know, that is the grounds for a threatening letter that extracts a settlement of several thousand dollars from them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With Senate control up for grabs in Georgia, many people are heading down to the state to get the vote out. Both Democrats and Republicans heading to the Peach State for the very important runoff elections, Republicans needing just one seat to hold on to their current majority. President Trump planning to visit Georgia the day before the January 5th Senate runoffs. As far as what is being done to ensure that every legal vote is counted in Georgia, Carl Rove with the Georgia Battleground Fund says there's a strong team made up on the ground to ensure every legal vote is counted.
They have re-engineered. They went back and with the help of the Republican Attorney General's Association, the Republican Association of Secretaries of State. They looked at every part of the get out of the voting apparatus in Georgia and re-engineered it and said, where are the weaknesses and what do we need to do in order to shore that up? For example, last week. In time for the early voting, the Republicans filed 4,000 poll watchers. That is more than any party, either party, has ever offered up for early voting poll watching, and not by a little, but by a factor of several multitudes. And those people are trained and being deployed, and then we'll have an even bigger operation for Election Day.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well. Check us out at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.